Templars.
Hi, Nate. Good morning, John. Kyle with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Appreciate you being available. So just wanted to touch base with you just to make sure. I know that when we last spoke, you said you wanted to start onboarding this morning. I can get you scheduled in earliest at 8 just because we do have to process payment first. And normally there's an hour window where I have to process payment and then do onboarding.
So today at 8?
Yeah, like in the next 50 minutes, if you want to do the initial setup with me, and then I'll get you into onboarding for 8 to 9.
Can you do it tomorrow at 7?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll process the payment right now.
Okay, give me a second. Let me just get everything set up here. And then on the card you'll be using, is it the first name Nate or the different spelling of your first name? Nathan or something?
Okay. So every single time I deal on the phone, especially when I answer the phone, I don't say my real name.
Oh, good man.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, especially if it's a name where people have to like question it, or you're just protecting yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and then when I do different ads, like on Craigslist or Yelp, I always change my name so I know where the ad is coming from.
You do your own tracking, and we offer tracking, but you already do it yourself. Good man.
Okay, man. So my name is David.
I did see that on the website. I just didn't want to make assumptions.
Yeah.
And then your last name?
O-N-T-I, V as in Victor, E-R-O-S.
So you said O, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, I, V as in Victor, O-R-S, Ontivores?
V as in Victor, E as in elephant, R,
oh, Ontivores.
O-S.
So V-E-R-O-S, you said, the last few?
Yeah, O-N-T-I-V-E-R-O-S.
Got it, Ontiveros. Okay, great. All right, and then the address we have for the business, 225 East 3rd Ave, Escondido, 92025?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be 970 West Valley Parkway, Unit 709, and Escondido, California, 92025.
Okay, and since this is going to be now focusing on the junk removal, what is your business plan that you want built out online?
Trash, Panda, Junk, and then the letter N. Haul. Junk and haul.
Okay, so four separate words, trash, panda, junk, and haul, or five separate words, I guess the letter N being the fifth one?
Yeah, five words,
okay.
Junk and haul. But for the website, it's going to be all in one.
Now, okay.
That's going to be my billing address, because that's a P.O. box.
Right.
And for the... For the
physical site for Google.
For Google, yeah. Physical site for Google. For that, I am renting a separate office.
Okay. And what was the physical that you want to have listed?
For Google. Let me see where I'm at. I don't even know the address where I'm at. Okay, it's 250 South Orange Street. And it's going to be 250. It's going to be number two.
Suite two, okay.
250, number two, South Orange Street. And that's going to be Escondido, California.
All right, so for what I have for physical, 250 South Orange Street, suite number two, Escondido 92025, right?
Yes, the way they have it is kind of weird. 250 dash
dash two.
Two.
Yeah, that's normal. I've seen that before. Okay, 250 dash two South Orange Street. It's usually like an industrial complex as they do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So that's good there. And then for Trash Panda Junk and Haul, you already own the domain, and we're just going to be putting the website onto the domain, right?
You want me to give you the domain?
I figured it was the same exact thing as the business name, Trash Panda Junk, the letter N, haul.com. But you let me know.
Yes, it is. Do you need like the password and the other stuff or no?
Yeah, during onboarding, correct. So during onboarding, they're going to ask for password to the website, password to your Google Business profile once we, you know, I'm sure you've done it before, but we'll still provide guidance if you need one to get that set up as a service provider for this. And then password to Facebook. If you haven't set that one up yet, then we can set it up for you. You just need to provide your personal Facebook that you want it connected to.
I already have a personal Facebook, and I already have one business connected to it. Can I do another business?
I don't see why not. Facebook's not super particular about stuff like that. I've never seen them say, oh my gosh, one person, you can't have two business. You know what I mean? I don't think that's, you know, it's funny. Google's trying to get them, almost like locked out of doing the things that they do. Very interesting. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll definitely do that, and you guys will do everything, and you guys will give me all the passwords. You guys are not going to keep the passwords and lock me out.
Of course not. It took me a sec to even understand the question. Wow, that's happened to you. That sucks.
Yeah. Fortunately, yeah.
So yeah, how it works is you're the owner of everything, right? Like, so you're going to be the owner of all that, as far as your Google Business profile, your Facebook. You're the owner. We're an admin, right? So we can't lock you out on any of this stuff. Even your website is the only one that, if you exit us, we'll give you an option of keeping the content live and active, and we'll update it for you and do all that stuff for $50 a month if you decide to stop every other service with us.
Gotcha. And then you guys are going to move me and promote me and do all the traffic through Google and all that fun stuff, right?
Right, right. And for some reason, when I changed the over from one page in my system to another, your last name got deleted. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm spelling it correctly again. O-R-N-I-V-O-R-E-S. I think I have it wrong, so I just wanted to double check that.
It's O-N-T-I. V, that's Victor, E-R-O-S.
There you go. See, I was trying to shoot it from the hip. Ontiveros. Okay, great. So I have everything there on the business name, Trash Panda Junk and Haul, billing address of 970 West Valley Parkway, unit 709, and then physical address for Google purposes of 250-2 South Orange Street and Escondido.
Correct.
Okay.
You're not here in California, are you?
Yeah, I'm based out of Southern California, Fountain Valley.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, in that case, I guess I kind of called you before work, huh?
Oh, no. We work East Coast hours. So you only called a smidge before work, but we work 7 to 4 since we're based, you know, out of California, but working a nationwide audience.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just make sure everything's set up here. And do you go by Dave officially or David, just when we're speaking with your real name?
That's a tricky one. I go by David if you want me to respond in English, and I go by David if you want me to talk in Spanish.
Good man. All right. Nice. Okay. So then the pre-onboarding, again, this is where we're going to do just a couple question items so that way I can get the onboarding team fully set up. So the card you'll be using in the name of David Ontiveros, and then the you're going to be the only authorized user on file for marketing purposes, or do you want to appoint someone else as someone who can call in and make changes on your behalf?
It'll be me for now.
Okay.
And then and later all, on.
Go ahead.
Later on, once I get the company card, I will change the Visa card on there.
Okay, that's fine. And then on the making changes to your like marketing plans with us, or like changing content or anything like that, do you want to appoint anyone else? I remember last time we spoke, you said you were working on getting like a receptionist or whatnot. So just checking.
No, I haven't. I haven't found anyone worthwhile.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully they at least helped you put together the IKEA furniture.
I already did that myself.
I know. Everyone was so good about that. So we have a backyard kitchen, right, in my home with my wife, and we gutted it and put it all together. I was putting, this was last summer, I was putting together, I don't know how many pieces of IKEA-like furniture, right? It wasn't directly IKEA, but I tell you what, I got IKEA'd out. It was definitely at least 2 weeks straight of putting together 2 units a day at a minimum.
And there's no instructions like writing. It's just hieroglyphics.
Exactly. It's just like, look at this. If the thing looks like this, it's probably the one. We're not going to tell you what size it is, the measurements. Just, it's probably the one.
Yeah, it's so annoying that once you're like 90% done, you realize that you built it backwards.
That happens sometimes, or you're like, why do I have four of extra of these? Oh, where did I miss it?
Yeah.
They usually do that. And you know what's annoying is they actually do that on purpose. They will measure out like those little wood pieces and some plastic pieces. They'll measure out a weight because it's all automated probably in their production warehouse. And the weight always accounts for one more to be added. And they do that on purpose, but it sometimes makes people want to like shake someone real bad, you know? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So for the junk and haul side of business, just off the top of your head, and we can get into deeper detail, what type of keywords do you want to be found for? Junk removal, obviously.
Yeah, junk hauling, trash removal. I mean, keywords. This is where your expertise come in more handy than me.
Yeah, exactly. So when I hear what you want to do, I'll compare it to what we typically would load up for that.
Yeah, and well, Trash Panda, that's kind of like a code name for like dumpster diving, kind of.
Nice.
You knew that, right?
I didn't know the Trash Panda was a code name for dumpster diving. I was wondering why you chose that.
Well, Trash Panda is a raccoon.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. That's right. I don't know why I didn't know that term. So I'm assuming you also do like construction, like site cleanouts. Is that right or no?
Yes.
And that's usually part of the junk removal. Okay.
Once I get to demolition, I need a, I need a CSLB license.
Do you want to include like move in, move out cleaning services as part of this or no?
Oh yeah, and definitely hoarding, because hoarding, that's where the money's at.
Hoarder clean out services. That's a good one. Awesome. Okay. All right. So that's going to be the starting point we have. Anything else that you can think about by tomorrow's call, just let us know. On the sample website I sent it to, do you want me to send you another copy of that so you can see what we also include?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, let me do that there. Let me just make sure which one it'd be. If it's going to be waste management, yeah, waste management might make sense. Okay. So there's a waste management website I'm going to send you via text right now, just so that way you can see, and it's coming from the 877 number. So as a reminder, the 877 number where I sent you text from before and the one I just sent right now, save that as local slash. Our onboarding team uses that number to call you.
Which number is that?
877-635-6225. I just sent a text to 760-300-5898.
Let's see what we got. Business name, clean, green, blah, 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 blah.
If you choose the menu drop-down at the top, you'll see all the different services you can choose. So those are the long list we've come up with over time of ones that we already have, like some pre-created templates of, you know, keywords and things like that.
Nice. Yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely go through there. And I still got the other guys on the other business, and from time to time they sound very from India, you know.
Correct. Well, yeah. a lot of our onboarding team, you know, we have bilingual. So sometimes, you know, full disclosure, sometimes we may hire them from Mexico as well. So just to be clear on that too.
Yeah. I mean, I get the message and everything, but it hasn't bugged me to a point where I'll want to switch.
Well, good man. Well, then I will definitely appoint at least someone from, whether it's from Mexico or whatnot, someone who speaks perfect English, just to make sure you don't have to deal with that, vernacular or accent. And then for the new junk removal business, you already have your license and insurance set up for it, right?
Not yet.
Okay. So just can I put working on it?
I'm getting, I filed it in and I hired a attorney, and he's the one that's opening the LLC and all the other stuff for me.
Okay. So that's good. So that should be, and I'll just put there, hired attorney. And this is just because sometimes Google has like a more thorough verification process. It's not going to stop you from Facebook ads. It's not going to stop you from anything with us. It's just the turnaround time for Google's verification might be a little longer if they ask for it. So just to be clear on our promise time for Google, typically it's 30 to 45 days, but since you're still working on license insurance, the actual paperwork will say 45 to 60 days. On the guaranteed time to get you verified for Google.
Until I get it, that makes sense. But the other thing is you guys can start doing the website, and that's usually what takes the longest, to add more traffic to the website.
Yeah, we do that right away, right? So the website is 7 to 14 days, a Facebook page 7 to 14 days, and your ads will be live for Facebook within 7 to 14 days as well.
Yes, and then within 3 weeks, I should be getting all this other stuff from the lawyer, and then once I get that stuff from the lawyer, then I can get the insurance, and then once I get the insurance, we're about 5 weeks in, so that puts me a month in advance.
Exactly. I think that's why we were game planning since early in the summer when you and I spoke.
I'm swamped with air conditioning work right now, but I know around November it's gonna drop.
Right. Right. I mean, God bless heat waves, right? Air conditioning work.
Oh man. They throw you so much work you can't even do it all. Yeah.
And then we're going to do the tracking, like I said, to where it's going to be a slightly different number from this 5898 number, but those calls will still come directly through to you. You won't notice any difference on your end. Your customers won't notice any difference. But on the back end, through the dashboard where you can view the analytics in real time, you'll also be able to see the calls and exactly what phone numbers called into you in real time as well. So that's included with the service. Your Facebook page, you said you have a personal Facebook page. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you can provide that, share that personal URL by tomorrow's call, that'd be fine. I'll just put here, will be provided by tomorrow. And you could just text in that. You just share your Facebook profile, copy the URL, and then you just text it back to the 877 number.
Okay. I'm kind of illiterate, but I'm sure somebody could walk me through it.
Yeah. So it's, do you log in to Facebook sometimes from your phone? I can walk you through it right now.
Let's see. Yeah. I'm logged in right now.
All right. So let me pull it up on my phone just to double check here. Okay. So when you're logged in, you should have the ability to go into your account. And to go into your account, usually it's by pressing like the icon that looks like your photo or that little icon that represents you on Facebook, okay? After you did that, you should see your first and last name or whatever you have your personal Facebook page set up. Underneath that, you should see a couple buttons like add to story, edit profile, and then three dots. Let me know if you see those three things.
Okay. Yes, I see the three dots.
The three dots, there should be something that says a selection of copy link to profile. And then
copy
you can just
profile link at the yep. Very bottom.
Yep, and then just open up your messages and reply to that 877 number with that, and I'll get it in a few seconds.
Sent it.
Nice. Okay. So I know, I grew up in San Diego, so I definitely know, Escondido and surrounding through and through. You just let me know, what's the further reaches that you want to be traveling for this type of work?
If you know San Diego, I want everything between the 52 and the 78.
'52 and the '78.
So you're
staying
five,
south of your home base.
Yeah, from the 5 to the 15, from the 78 to 52 highway.
Right, right, and so I'm very familiar with all of that. So you said the 5 to 15.
Yes.
And then the north, you wanted the 52, you said, north?
52 to the 78.
All right, so we're not really touching, like, San Diego Greater City, huh? You're not even going to the 8 or anything like that.
Oh, no. No,
wow.
I want to stay in North County.
Wow. Nice. Okay. All right. So I'll put that there. North County, Escondido, and North County. 15.
Oh,
freeway,
no.
Freeway.
I mean the 56. No, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, let's do the 52 all the way to the 78.
Got it. So I have north, south, east, west of 15 to 5, north, south of 52 to 78.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And last thing is, what do you want your hours of operation to show?
Hours of operation?
Yeah. It's basically, when are you taking calls, right? Like, so you can choose 24 hours if you think that's useful to you, whatever you choose.
What do you think is good for this type of business?
To be honest, it's your willingness of when you want to be found for phone calls. They usually call around the clock anyway if someone wants to find you, right? Like, people don't respect hours of operation as much anymore, but again, totally up to you what you want to put up there.
8 to 4.
Okay. Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday or something else?
Monday through Friday.
All right. And when you receive calls on Saturday, Sunday, just know we did definitely put close. Okay. And then finally on your physical address, it's okay to publish that, right? Since it's going to be an actual, like, warehouse type address.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing outside. There's no sign. There's no nothing. It looks like there's nothing here, but that's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, everything is good to go on that portion of that. So we have everything set up for onboarding tomorrow at 7. I'm going to send you an invite right now as we're talking to templarsales@gmail.com. That's the best one for this, right? Or do you want to separate it for the Trash Pandas?
I want to separate it if you can send it to my personal email.
Okay, and that is?
White, as in the color white, W-H-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
My, M-Y, lash, L-A-S-H, white, my lash, @gmail.com.
You're going to explain that one to me, aren't you?
Well, that was young, dumb, and stupid, or stupider. I had a bike crash, and I fell on my face, and I scraped it. And due to that, I damaged the cells that give it color, and I have a white eyelash.
That's a really cool reason for an email. It's not just like, oh, I just made something up in high school, because mine has 007 on it, a personal email address. Yeah, because I was a kid who liked James Bond in high school. Yours is a much more interesting reason to have that unique email name. Okay. So you basically are like the only guy, and you have a great story of why you have a white eyelash, is what you're saying. Like when people ask, because I'm sure you get it asked all the time.
Side effect, I get to wear glasses now, but it is what it is. Chick magnet.
I'm assuming we're in the same age range just because you using the phrase chick magnet. I'm 42. Just out of curiosity.
I'm also from the 80s.
See? I figured as much. I was like, there's no way he's chick magnet if he wasn't like around the same age frame.
Well, the only difference is I got way more kids than you do.
Well, I tried to not have any yet. I'm still working on my dad had me at 44, so I said I still got 2 years to catch up to that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sending you the invite right now for tomorrow's onboarding call. Again, that's 7 to 8 tomorrow. You'll see that from jkyle@localsplash.com. Also going to send you an email that's going to request for you to be able to send any, like, photos or anything like that. I'm going to include you and the photos team. So if you have anything at any time, just so that way you have it handy, right? So you can just reply to all with photos, logo artwork, anything you want to provide. We will also be able to create you a logo if you haven't already created one. But such a unique name of Trash Panda Junk and Haul. I'm assuming you already have a logo.
I already have a logo. It's not set in stone. If you guys could rework it and probably come up with other options, I would.
Yeah, you can give us one for inspiration. Say, hey, here's an inspiration for the logo I want. Can you make something similar? And maybe you have a color scheme request or anything like that. Absolutely. That's fine too.
Yeah,
our designers like doing it. I mean, they enjoy it. They do so many of these, so I'm sure they won't have a problem.
Yeah, the one I got is like a raccoon on top of an old vintage truck.
Nice. Yeah, send that over, reply via email with that, whatever artwork you have, and then we can maybe cartoon it up or something like that a little extra. I don't know. I mean, it all depends on what it looks like, and they'll let you know. Maybe they'll say it's beautiful, but if you want to change it, we can change it too, right? All right. So, last step here is just the payment setup, and then we'll do the voice verification, which is basically just the quality assurance portion of the call, and then we'll be done. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Give me a second here. And then just to reiterate what we talked about in the past, the program that we were going to do was going to include $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month. And then let me just make sure I sent you all the right details here. Yeah, so $249 month-to-month program, and so you're still going to get that same discount from the past, and it would include a one-time setup fee of $99, so your grand total today is $348, and then every month thereafter, $249.
Okay.
And the card you'll be using, again, the address for that is 970 West Valley Parkway, Unit 709, right?
I'm not sure about the unit number, but it's in the same address.
Okay. And last thing for you, while I'm getting everything set up here, you get to choose a security question, so that way if there's any confusion about when we're contacting you, and you wanted to test us, you definitely can. When we do call from onboarding and customer service, again, it's going to be from 877-635-6225, the same number we've been sharing text messages from. So please do save that when you can. But other than that, when we do call, if there is any confusion, you can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer for that?
It's the same last name.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. That's a tricky security question. I don't know if anyone's going to guess it's identical. It's good.
All right. Whenever you're from Mexico, they use both last names?
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Since I grew up in Chula Vista, very familiar with that, yes.
Yeah, so my dad's dad, my grandpa, he was adopted into the family, so we have the same last name.
Oh, that's very interesting. It's almost like a former kingdom or something like that, where your dad and mom started from the same family, but obviously it didn't really happen like that.
So all my cousins would try and make fun of me, and I'm like, hey, I am MC squared. I'm squared. I'm the original one.
There you go. I mean, that's how royalty used to do it, right? You're not breeding outside of the family line. In this case, a little different since it's, there wasn't necessarily a blood relation, fortunately. Okay, so I'll be ready for the card whenever you are, and then we're not going to charge it until we finish the quality assurance portion. So, but whenever you're ready with the card, I'll go ahead and put this in here.
Okay. 4750-5561-1618-1418.
Expiration
0928. Security 497. You want zip code?
No, you're good. I have David Ontiveros, 970 West Valley Parkway, Escondido, 92025.
Okay.
All right. So last step here. And just keep in mind, this is not where I exit the situation. You can still reach out to me. Whenever you send text messages to the 877 number, it does connect to the whole team. But let's say you wanted to flag me specifically to call back about anything. Just say, hey, John, give me a call. And, you know, obviously I'll be flagged. Okay.
Got it.
When I do call, since I'm on the sales side, it usually comes from the 760 number. What were you going to say?
One last question. Why did you keep on calling me? I mean, all indications seemed like I was just stringing you along.
Oh, I mean, at the end of the day, I've been doing sales for a long time, and I run my own solar business. So I have a good gauge of someone who is an honest person and someone who is evasive. And most of the times, people who are stringing me along don't take the call. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, everything you were telling me was pretty straight up and what I would assume is sensible from a business perspective, because I run my own business. You setting up a new business, you needing to get everything squared away, like you literally putting together furniture and, you know, when you were in an office, all those things were very realistic, sincere sounding things. And, you know, being a business owner myself, again, I just do a sales operation for solar, just to give you a little background. And so doing that, it is easy to tell, you know, a phony or like someone who talks a big game versus someone who's actually a businessman.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, this guy's going to think I'm pulling his leg.
Maybe if I was just a salesman, right? And if I was just in sales, literally an employee my whole life, but you sounded like a businessman who is on a growth mode, you know? I mean, we're doing the same thing in solar right now. If you know about anything about solar in California, it is really, really flailing right now. But businesses that stayed in shape and were well managed like ours, we're kind of reaping the benefit a little bit because there are fewer of us to compete with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And people like you and HVAC, David, I'll be frank with you. I might text you for my cell phone number at some point. I'm joking. I don't know if I will actually, but HVAC and solar, those work hand in hand pretty nicely because some of your people who want HVAC, they can't afford it and they don't want to finance it through HVAC. But if they finance HVAC plus solar, it all comes under a solar loan and they get a 30% discount. So, you know, we're very much always interested in being friends with people in HVAC.
Do you deal with solar here in San Diego?
Yeah, of course.
So you do solar here in San Diego?
100%, yes.
You know what? That's interesting that you say that, because that's the first thing I ask whenever they ask me for a new unit. I'm like, well, are you going solar? Because if you're not, the SEER rating, you might want to get something with a better SEER, but if you're going solar, then you don't have to use that much SEER. So I didn't know that you could get a loan for solar if you do both the HVAC and the solar.
Well, absolutely. So what a lot of people do, right, and just to give you round numbers, and I know this is getting a little sideways, so if ever we chat offline, we'll talk about it. But basically, if they qualify for solar, there are certain home improvements, HVAC being one of them, especially if it's more efficient, that can still qualify for a solar-related activity. And then that 30% tax credit that's connected to a solar installation will now cover the HVAC too. So they'll get a 30% discount on everything if they're financing, right? Some people like to do rental programs in solar. Rental programs in solar works well too, because they just pay one bill for all of it, And then the solar company like us would cut you the check, and we would coordinate where you don't do HVAC either until after solar is done or right at the same time, so you're not like waiting for a payout. You know what I mean? So.
And this is through the bank, or do you have like somebody else that does the loans for you?
Yeah, it's a nationwide financing. Yeah, there's multiple nationwide financers that we can utilize for solar.
Yeah, I mean, because if you got your own business out here to do solar, maybe we should partner up and do something, you know?
Like I said, that's why we make great friends with HVAC installers. You know, it's but anyway, if we do discuss that, it might be something offline. I just don't want to get in too much detail on on local splash calls, of course. And with that being said, the next portion of the call would be recorded for quality assurance. So just to verify all of this, your first and last name, David Ontiveros, and the business name that you want showing on Google, Trash Panda Junken Hall. Is that correct?
Yes, Trash Panda Junken Hall.
Okay. No LLC or anything like that associated with that at this time that you need to show on Google, right?
Yeah. I might have something different, and that's just an added protection for myself.
Okay, that's fine. So for now, we'll just leave it like this, and we'll go ahead and begin the voice verification. So I'll go ahead and begin. Any questions you have, just let me know. All right, David. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Trash Panda Junken Hall.
Okay. And please state your name and job title within the business.
Owner. And my name is David Ontiveros, Ontiveros.
Okay. And as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, David, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 7 to 8. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and bad actors, and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash. And I'm sure you've experienced this plenty of times already with your Templars business. So just to be advised, that's why we provide you the security question, just so that way you can protect yourself in the event of any confusion. That being said, when we do call, we'll call from 877-635-6225, and that's starting with tomorrow's onboarding call. If you haven't saved that number in your phone, please do so. And when we do call, do you agree to the best of your ability to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I will try my best, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know should you partner with any other marketing companies during the term of your agreement?
I'll let you know beforehand.
Okay. And that's just in case they overlap, of course. Now, last thing here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 25th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, being a month-to-month program, you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And to prevent charges for your next month of service, should you choose to cancel, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. You understand and agree to these cancellation and renewal terms?
I do.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment. You're going to get an email and text message saying, welcome to Local Splash. Please view your initial invoice by clicking here. When you walk through that, it's going to outline everything we talked about. Again, to go over timelines one more time, what you'll see in writing as well, Facebook ads, website will be live 7 to 14 days. Your website under our jargon is not considered a customized website. We're going to customize it, of course, for you. But the term customized website in our contract is usually referring to when we do like e-commerce based sites or something like that, where we have to do something completely different from the designs we already have in place. So just be advised, those associated fees are not applicable to you. There's also things about Google Guaranteed not applicable to you at this time. But of course, if you ever look to venture into Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, or any of those things there, we can definitely help support that level of advertising as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and process the initial payment there. There's two check boxes to check off at the bottom of the terms of agreement of form or terms of service form. And then once you do that, as long as you have that completed by tomorrow's onboarding call from 7 to 8, that'll be perfect. If for whatever reason you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer them during the onboarding call, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions you have for me?
And if I ever decide to, cancel, I can pay the $50 a month to keep the website up with you guys?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. That's good.
All right. So other than that, you should be getting those emails and text messages shortly. Let me know if you have received those already, if you want to check on that. And then again, for any of the logo artwork and whatnot, please feel free to reach out there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, again, you know, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Definitely getting excited learning about Trash Panda and how it grows. So I really want to see how we can grow a business that's literally from scratch with us. So, you know, definitely stay in touch, okay?
Okay. We'll do, John.
All right, David. You have a great one now.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.